This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. The football scientist is going to drop by, drop some fantasy football knowledge on us all in a few minutes. He wasn't on the show last week, was he, Raj?
No, we kind of do them every other week.
And I started Carson Wentz and lost.
He could have talked you out of it.
He's playing the Dallas secondary, you know, not to mention Dallas first-ary and third-ary. he's playing the Dallas front seven plus the Dallas secondary. He's going to rack up some points.
Hey, real quick, I know you have debates with Orlovsky and all these guys. You know, in First Take, I see you debating all these guys how good Wentz is. Not even that, going against Dallas, who has made every other opposing quarterback look like a Pro Bowler, if not a Hall of Famer. Not even that can make Wentz look good.
You can reach me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join me on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, and I'm going to get to some calls right now, as a matter of fact. I want to get some calls right away, Raj. Let's put those calls up.
All right.
And I'll say this about Wentz before I get to the calls. See what I did there?
Yeah. Is he down? What happened, Max? Did the Wentz people, someone in Philly, put him down? Chris, what's going on? Bubba, what happened? What is going on?
Looks like we
I can't hear anyone.
Lost old Max here. He's talking on
See,
TV.
See, now here's what I think. Yeah, he's talking on TV. His mouth is moving. Looks like he's waxing poetically. And I think the people in Philly, someone got to the lines. We can't talk bad about Wentz. Maybe it was Orlovsky. Maybe it was Dan Orlovsky.
Here in Bristol, what the deal is. Chris is scrambling frantically to try and figure out. We're trying to make sure he's still connected and make sure everything's good.
Was it you? You've never been on the show before. Was it you who didn't like him talking bad about Wentz? Are you the one doing this?
Well, you know, I'm a Cowboys fan, so he can bash.
See, there we go. I knew I had something in common with you. Now, do you agree with my assessment that not even against the Dallas Cowboys could Wentz look good? That shows you right there if he's a good quarterback or not.
The Cowboys have no one out there. It's ridiculous. Diggs had done nothing all season. He was horrific all season, and he has two interceptions against Wentz. That is not showing you a positive about Diggs. That is showing you a negative about Wentz.
And Diggs, the rookie cornerback for the Cowboys, Bubba's talking about, he's been something this season. He's been on every single highlight reel of the opposing teams. I mean, they call him a shadow, but, I mean, my goodness, he has gotten chewed up by every and any wide receiver that they've faced being the Cowboys. So, I don't know. And what do you think about – how about Max's – what Max said earlier, in case people missed the first hour – Captain America, Colin Kaepernick, going to America's team. The Cowboys are on their fourth, fifth string quarterbacks this week. They're deciding between. What do you think about his take that they should sign Colin Kaepernick?
I mean, well, it would certainly be interesting. I don't think there's any chance in the world Jerry Jones would actually do it. But if he does love, you know, publicity and the news, and if he wants to get right back in there, that would be something to do it for sure. I just don't think there's any way Jerry would do it. But, I mean, if we're talking about what's a better option right now, Colin Kaepernick or Cooper Rush or Garrett Gilbert, I mean, they've all probably last played an NFL game 4 years ago. So, I mean, at this point, but I just don't think there's any chance Jerry would do it.
Well, I agree with you. Jerry's already backed himself in a corner in the stance he's taken against, you know, kneeling for the anthem and everything to sign Kaepernick. However, there are a couple of things where I think this is the perfect match. It's the match made in heaven, America's team, and Captain America, Colin Kaepernick. One, you said Jerry loves nothing more than publicity and attention. This would give him both of those things full front. He would have all of that. Second, with the Cowboys' offensive line being that horrible, I mean, who other than Kaepernick to be back there? He can at least move a little bit and be mobile. Anyone they put back there is just a sitting target. Well, they scored one touchdown. I think I heard Greeny, you guys said this. They've scored one which is a meaningless touchdown. since my man Dak went out, they've scored one touchdown in Dallas Cowboys offense. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing better would have been if they could have snuck in there and got him in time for play against the Steelers. But obviously, even if he signed, he couldn't play right away. But, yeah, I mean – he's just never going to be in there. Jerry would just, he's just too stuck to his guns. There's no chance he's ever going to come back and would, ever admit any mistake or, you know, he just, no chance. As much as we'd love to see it,
No chance.
He's just, you know, hey, he's going to go out there and Garrett Gilbert, Cooper Rush, whatever he's got, that's what he's going to go with.
All right. And Max also had an interesting take, I felt, on Antonio Brown, who I'm sure everyone knows is back in football. He's on the field with the Buccaneers. Now, he says the Buccaneers are a great fit for Antonio Brown because they don't, quote unquote, need him. They feel when Antonio Brown, he feels when Antonio Brown has like power or he goes to a place that really needs him, he can act a fool. Now, you know, I inserted that word there. But what's your take on that, Bubba?
Well, we actually have Max earlier. By the way, this is the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio. We are having some issues with Max, but here is Max earlier today explaining why he thinks Antonio Brown in Tampa Bay is a good fit.
I think, in fact, you don't want Antonio Brown going to a team that really needs him. You want him to be a luxury for that team. That's why I like him on the Bucs. Strong leadership, the strongest veteran leadership under center in Tom Brady, the GOAT, 6 championships. And weapons everywhere you look. Does Antonio Brown make them absurd and embarrassing on offense? That's how good they are. An embarrassment of riches? Yes, he does. But he's not necessary. And why do I like that better for Antonio Brown? I think it acts as a check against his worst impulses. I think AB needs to be in a position where he's like, oh, these dudes can get rid of me at any time. They really don't need me. I'm just a luxury. And if that can serve as a check on his worst impulse, on his lesser impulses, right? In addition to him hopefully having matured a bit, maybe it can work. Maybe he can stay on the field.
What do you think? You think it's going to work? Think he can stay on the field?
I mean, it's tough to bet. I don't know. I mean, you thought his relationship with Brady, you're like, oh, man, they're friends. But they he was just in New England, and it lasted one game. So, I mean, I'd like to think that he's learned. But how many times can you say he's learned? Because it just keeps not working, and it's not working. And I believe we now have Max on the phone.
And that is why Raj, that's how Raj really embarrassed himself.
I'm brilliant.
Last Tuesday. Did how much of that?
Oh my God.
Wait, hold on. I'm getting something now that people missed that whole story. I can't tell that whole story. It took half a segment.
No, we had to cut you off. As soon as you started going to that embarrassing story of mine, I had to cut you off. So we pretended
naturally,
there was technical
abuse of power.
So Bubba and I could get some air time. Bubba and I, good job. That was a good, great plan.
Abuse of power. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Yes. They had me doing microphone tests because the whole thing just dropped. And I'm coming from the ESPN studios. So I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in the microphone. And I realized, what if people are listening to this? And then I realized, still more interesting than most radio you'll hear. See that, Raj? That's entertainment.
Yeah, you did Dak. You did a Dak. By taking you off the show, you showed how valuable you were.
That's right.
Like Dak taking himself, or not taking himself.
Find out I'm in the middle of a contract negotiation, and that's what happened. I showed everybody. Your day was going along just great. You're in the car. You're thinking, oh, you know, like driving around, stuck in traffic. And then you're like, oh, wait, my boy Max is on. You turn it on. All of a sudden, I'm gone. Damn. Listening to Raj and whoever else. I don't even know. I couldn't hear anything. Talk about God knows what. What were you two fools talking about, Raj?
Well, actually, just in case you missed the first hour, we recapped some of the things that we thought of the idea of Captain America, Colin Kaepernick, joining America's team. That was brilliant.
I can
like
only
that.
Imagine. And like, then, I can only imagine you guys trying to interpret what I said and then rehashing it for the audience. It's like playing telephone.
Oh,
they're like,
brilliant.
they're going to think I said something I didn't at all say.
You see the phone lines there? The phone lines are like, give another hour to Raj and Bubba. That's what they're saying right
the
now.
The Raj and Bubba show.
In for that. Yeah, it'll be like the Raj and Johnny Hecker, Raj Groves. And then we recap the reason that you said earlier about Antonio Brown is a good fit because Tampa Bay doesn't need him. And thought that.
What did you tell people I said about Captain America? Why is Cap Captain America? I just need to hear you explain it. How did you, what's going on in your brain when I gave all those reasons? How do you interpret that? Let's hear it.
Well, I didn't get into the political aspect of it, but I did get into there.
Which is the whole aspect of it.
More than anything. Uh-huh. Publicity and notoriety, he would get all that signing Kaepernick. And even though he's backed himself in the corner on the national anthem stands, he gets all that. And there was such a banged up offensive line, Cap would stand a better chance.
Now,
back
Raj,
there
those are everyone. Just let's be very clear. Those are Raj's points. They're not bad points, but they're Raj's points. They also are mine, but they're way down on the list. By the way, notoriety, Raj, means publicity, but about like you're known, but for bad things. People use notoriety to mean just you're well known, but it's for bad things. And kneeling, as Cap did to protest in America, is uniquely American, and a great protest in America, protection of First Amendment rights, is one of the greatest things about this country. Now, another great thing about this country, though not quite up there with the First Amendment, is Casey Joyner, the football scientist, who joins us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Casey, are you there?
I am here.
Casey, I just experienced a nightmare. I went into a very sophisticated, I'm talking about sophisticated, argument about Captain America and why that's really Kaepernick and why the Cowboys should sign him and what kneeling for the flag represents and actors of good faith in this country on different sides of issues. And it was complex and sophisticated, and I masterfully weaved all the themes in and did it dramatically. And then my mic dropped here from the ESPN studios. And Raj pretended that he was going to be able to articulate all the points I just made for the audience and proceeded to butcher everything I said, but represented it as my point of view. Do you see how horrifying that is for me, Casey?
That's just awful. That sounds nightmarish.
It was nightmarish. But now the nightmare is at long last. I just want to say at long last, our national nightmare is finally over. Now, KC Joyner, the football scientist, I have heard time and again in analytics, you never invest heavily in running backs. You don't draft them high, you don't pay them, because it's in a position at which it's easy to find some kind of approximate value much more cheaply than the elite guys, you know, in terms of the draft the draft pick, where you're drafting and how much you pay them. But KC, I've always thought, I don't mind drafting a running back up high if you think they're different, because they hit the ground running, literally. They're like, figuratively, they're top players from day one. They don't have to learn the position like a tackle might, like an offensive tackle. And you can run them into the ground, and you never have to pay them, because if they're really great, you can franchise them. You never really have to give them the long contract. By the time you're done on their rookie deal and a couple of franchise tags, you say, hey, you only have 2 years ahead of you, really. We'll give you some, you know, guarantee that's very modest. So I don't mind it. And yet, I'm still told, no, that's no good. Why is that no good?
Well, they'll say it's no good because they say that running backs are, like you say, are a position that you can go get. Hey, you can go get James Robinson, having a great year, undrafted running back, and say, yeah, you can do that. The problem is that, like, when you look at last Sunday, look at Dalvin Cook and what he did. He does a fantastic job in a metric I have called good blocking yards per attempt. It measures how productive you are when you get quality run blocking. There's only a couple of backs in the league that can give you 10 yards per carry in that category. Most can give you 7.5, but there's only a couple of backs that can give you 10, and only a couple that can give you 10 on a consistent basis. Barkley, Cook, other guys like that. When you can get that type of player, it is worth investing in them because they can give you that type of productivity.
Now, okay, you have done a lot of research in this area, right, of running backs. And I was told by Bill Polian, the architect of the Buffalo Bills, who were a powerhouse, and later the Colts, who were a powerhouse, and he told me a running back makes the offensive line, because I was complaining that, you know, if you don't have an offensive line, you ain't going to have a run game. I don't care who you have back there. And he said, no, it's the opposite, and what he's forgotten about football, I'll never know. I'm not comparing my football knowledge, but I thought he was wrong about that, but I have to take it seriously. This guy didn't do it like on paper. He went out and constructed powerful teams. What has your research told you about the relationship between the offensive line and the running back? I'm thinking about teams now, like, for example, the Chicago Bears, right? Who, if they had offensive line, I think they'd be a real problem for teams, but they don't. What has your research showed you?
Well, I'll bring up another person named Jim Finks, who's a Hall of Fame NFL general manager, and he said back in the 70s, he had Walter Payton as his running back, and he said, Walter Payton is only going to be as good as the blocking that we give him. Mm-hmm. So he looked at it from a different perspective, and what the research I've done, I've got that metric that said good blocking yards per attempt. Well, that leads off a good blocking rate, which is how often an offense gives its ball carriers quality run blocking, which means you just didn't let – it's a lot of things, but it means you didn't let the defense disrupt in rush attempts. If you get good blocking on a rush attempt, the league averages around 7.9 to 8 yards per carry. Oof. So you can be very productive. If you don't, it's fewer than 2 yards. And there hasn't been a back in the nearly 15 years that I've done this metric that has averaged a qualifying back, a guy that has a good volume of carries, who averages as many as 3 yards per carry when he gets bad blocking.
But now, isn't that a skewed sample? Because you won't have a back normally. Like, if teams invest heavily in a back, usually they'll have an offensive line, and you're not going to give the ball to your back the, you know, X number of times a game that would qualify for your study, unless you're getting some returns. Doesn't that skew the sample a bit?
Well, we're talking any back with over 100 planned rushing attempts. So okay. We can even include quarterbacks if you get planned enough planned rushing attempts. Mm-hmm. Chris Johnson didn't reach it. Saquon Barkley didn't reach it in the year when he led the league in good blocking yards per attempt. Anybody with these guys who are getting 300 carries, they're still, if they're not getting quality run blocking, they're not getting very much production.
So let me get this straight. So there's no such thing as a productive back behind a bad offensive line. A good offensive line will, on average, make any back look really good. Who am I thinking about from a couple years ago with the Cowboys, pre-Ezekiel Elliott? Cowboys running back pre-Ezekiel Elliott. Go ahead, Raj. Go ahead. Now's your time to chime in.
Murray.
What do you mean, Murray?
DeMarco Murray.
Oh, DeMarco Murray, right. DeMarco Murray was like a B-plus back, I thought, who looked like an A-back because of the Dallas offensive line. Maybe he wasn't even B-plus. Like, who knows? So what I'm trying to figure out is, if you have an excellent offensive line, is it worth... Like, we know there's no point in having a great back if you don't have an offensive line, right? That's step one. Step two is, in this kind of way of thinking, if you do have an excellent offensive line, you're going to get such amazing returns on your running game. Is the premium that a premium back gives you over the average back behind a good offensive line worth investing in? You see what I'm saying?
It can be if you get somebody like a Barkley, because Barkley in his best year a couple of years ago, he averaged 10.4 yards per attempt on good blocking.
Good Lord.
And he did it with a huge workload, and he can still put up that kind of production, and he's given you the same quality production in carry one as he is on carry 300. That means you can also invest in other positions, because now you've got him being your bell cow. You maybe need a backup and somebody who you can put on the inactive list.
So the value of a bell cow, hold on, with the value of a bell cow, it seems that you're saying, is that if the carry 300 yields the same returns as carry one, then you don't have to like use roster spots on extra running backs, basically, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Belichick will use a lot of different players for a lot of different reasons. Even he's bell-cowed players before, but that is the value of it, to say, I've got one guy who can get all my carries, and another guy maybe is a change of pace, something of that nature, and now I can use these other roster spots to add another cornerback, to add another offensive lineman, to add somebody else. There's where some of the value is if you've got a quality bell-cow running back.
Okay. Now, this is very interesting to me. I feel enlightened. You hear that, America? No such thing as a great back behind a bad offensive line. Doesn't exist. A good offensive line turns any back into a productive back. The elite backs are worth it behind good offensive lines, not just for a couple extra yards, because if you're averaging 7 or 8 yards per carry with just about any back, you know, 10 yards is great, but you're doing great anyway. They're really worth it because if they're bell cows, and they're as good on carry 300 as on carry one, it frees up roster spots for extra positions. I want to ask you a fantasy question before I get out of here.
Okay.
Give me a high quality fantasy football play this weekend.
A high quality fantasy football play this weekend. I'm going to go for Josh Allen returning to form. He said 5 straight games that he's had terrible production. I told people before the season that he was going to be too inconsistent to lean on as a QB1. He's been bad of late. The Seahawks defense has played better, but I think Allen gets back to the 20 plus point production level this week.
Excellent. And, how about Tom Brady and the Bucs? You know, they're adding AB. Hopefully for them, guys get healthy. They have a defense. What's it look like the rest of the year for Tom Brady?
I did a schedule analysis for some of my subscribers a couple of weeks ago. Took a look at the rest of the season schedule on pass defense. Used a lot of different metrics, a lot of different measurements. And the Bucs had the most favorable pass coverage schedule for the rest of the season.
Oof.
So Brady's already doing this much better right now. You add Antonio and
wow,
you start
is he
getting
gonna be overrated?
Healthy.
Yeah.
Yep. It's going to be just.
Oh, Brady's going to be so overrated by the end of the year. So what I should do is I should get on that train now. Like, Brady's going to look excellent and start letting everyone know he has the most favorable pass coverage schedule, and they're adding AB to a team with an embarrassment of riches and a defense that can get off the field. Oh boy.
Yeah.
The great Casey Joyner. What do you want to plug, Casey? Go ahead.
My Patriot service, it's at thefootballscientist.com. It's my fantasy football service that starts at services. I give you waiver picks and a variety of other materials, so just check it out, thefootballscientist.com.
And check them out at KC Joiner TFS, The Football Scientist, at KC Joiner TFS. Thanks, Casey. Up next, more proof that we're not alone out there. What could that mean? Businesses. You've had to be more flexible this year, haven't you? From working remotely to pivoting to business models for long-term survival, right? You got to pivot your business model. Okay, I'll give you for example for people who don't know what I'm talking about. Restaurants, right? They had to move their dining outdoors, or they had to add takeout. If you're in charge of hiring for your business, you know that these pivots have made your job even more challenging than ever before. Thankfully, there's one place that you can count on to make hiring easier. They make your job easier. ZipRecruiter.com/Max. ZipRecruiter's technology finds the right people for your job and invites them to apply. It's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on the ZipRecruiter, get a quality candidate within the first day. And by the way, Raj, when we do the ZipRecruiter job search engine for coaches and players, I find 100% first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Max. I have proof that we're not alone out there. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. The Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker, reach me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Meantime, is it the case that we are not alone in the universe, Raj? So, Raj Grobes, producer extraordinaire, put
serious research, man. Don't mock it.
Put on the rundown.
Don't mock it.
A story he found from brobible.com. Let me go right to the conclusion at brobible.com, Raj. You may have a problem understanding high quality from low quality information sources. Aliens, as we well know by now, are masters of camouflage, though they've been slipping up a bit of late. Look, this is originally reported in the Washington Post, to my knowledge, 2017. There were these fast radio bursts, FRBs, I think they're called, right? Fast radio bursts. And scientists couldn't figure out where they were coming from. And it turns out they were coming from neutron stars, but very, very powerful, you know, highly energetic, dense stars. But they couldn't rule out the possibility. A much more fun explanation is that aliens were solar surfing, because that's one way you could get to kind of intergalactic space travel, right? Like if you used a giant solar sail, you could achieve speeds near light speed, and at that velocity, because of relativistic effects, time would slow down for you. So, like, for example, if we could theoretically come up with that technology and travel light years away, of course, we couldn't come back, because if we came back, the Earth would be 4 or 5 million years older because of relativistic effects. But you know, time would slow down for the space traveler. Anyway, it's long been theorized that solar surfing is a way that aliens would, and so, like, people are hoping that, in fact, what we were finding is not neutron star fast radio bursts, but alien solar surfing. They're little surfer shorts. Right. Oh, that's a big one, you know, riding the solar waves. You like that one better?
Yeah, I like that conclusion. Let's go with that one.
I think, listen, if you want to know if we're alone in the universe, if the universe is, for all intents and purposes, and, you know, infinite, of course we're not alone in the universe. Of course not. The odds that there'd be no other life, or even advanced life, are very small. And the idea that we're going to pick up signs from millions of light years away that are going to give us some kind of evidence that, in fact, their aliens are also almost nothing, Raj. So you see, we both know theoretically, of course, there's other intelligent life in the universe, and it's very unlikely we'll ever make contact. And it's, by the way, that's the way I feel on this show. I'm sure there's other intelligent life on the universe, but on this show, I will probably not ever make contact with it. That's why I have Casey Joyner, the football scientist, on every now and then. Just to make contact with other intelligent life. Speaking of which, the Dr. Pepper call-in line, Raj, 888-SAY-ESPN, Justin in Queens. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, Max. Go ahead. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Big fan of the show. Hey, Raj.
Yes. Excuse me. I need to say something. Callers, Raj, you're not to talk to each other. I just need to establish
these rules.
I don't like what's going on. Yeah. Go ahead, Justin in Queens.
All right. I got a few things for you. First,
I just realized something, Justin. I'm
definitely
sorry.
Not alone.
I'm sorry. Of course we're not alone. You know what I heard about aliens, Raj? I actually read this incredible source. And this is kind of my hair is standing up on my neck. They have large foreheads, only a passing acquaintance with the English language, and made up names. Raj Grobes, put that picture up on the screen.
It's breaking news.
Where is he? Let me see the picture. Max. Look at the size of that forehead. He has a phony made-up name, space name like Raj Grobes. He can barely string a sentence together because he's just observing our human behavior. Go ahead, Justin in Queens.
So, Max, can I go back to the elite running backs?
Please do.
Okay. So, first, the Cowboys. Zeke, I don't know why he's playing. I don't know why they're going through their second and third string quarterback and keeping him in the game. He's obviously got hands. He's going to get more touches. Mm-hmm. Don't want him to get injured. But elite running backs, in my opinion, can absolutely run your team. If he has hands, if he could block for that quarterback, if he can go to the side and play outside the numbers, that's what I want.
Yeah, but
I want to throw to him.
But you want to use him as a receiver. I mean,
I like him as a receiver.
I don't want him to get hurt
while he's running.
That's not a bad idea, Raj. I like that idea. Who was that? Justin in Queens? News from Max Kellerman Nation? Just hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Justin from Queens. You, by the way, the best running backs nowadays, Christian McCaffrey and a couple years ago, Le'Veon Bell and Saquon when he's at his best, they're lining them up all over the place. They're just offensive football weapons, you know?
Yeah.
It's a good point,
Raj. A little something I'm noticing with Zeke, we talked about it during the break with Gamboa fighting, you know, coming from Cuba, was hungry. Gets over here, gets paid, living the dream a little bit. You see that passion go out. I think I saw that with Zeke when he got paid, man. I'm sorry. The way he's just holding on to the ball like a loaf of bread and fumbling more times this year than he has his whole career. I think the hunger's gone, bro.
Zeke is not exactly known as like a Saquon Barkley work ethic guy, is he? Yeah, let's be honest. There has to be an exception for running backs. They need to make an exception in the CBA just for running backs so you can pay them without killing your cap because it's not fair the way they're used. They're run into the ground. They're super athletic players, and they're run into the ground and never really paid commensurate to their production. Although, if as Casey Joyner says, it's true that essentially it's all about the offensive line, that the real value of a bell cow is that they can continue to be productive, carries 1 through 300 on the season, and that really frees up roster spots for non-running back positions, maybe that really does indicate they are essentially interchangeable. Like, you have Christian McCaffrey, you have Saquon Barkley, you have a couple, Kamara, a couple guys like that, and otherwise, oof. And even those guys, apparently, are not supposed to pay. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'm sure, you know, people who pay closer attention to this than I do have already evaluated, like, what is freeing up an extra roster spot or two for other positions worth and have, you know, rolled that into the calculation for what they should pay running backs. Not teams like the Rams, though, who paid Todd Gurley, or the Cowboys, who paid Ezekiel Elliott. AB, you going to make it through the year with the Bucks? Last Take is next. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive is proud to honor our veterans by donating cars to move their lives forward, especially in times of need. Learn more about their Keys to Progress program and plans for 2020 at keystoprogress.com. Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Getting to your calls in a second. You can reach me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Starting Monday, you can stream the Max Kellerman Show daily on ESPN+. With ESPN+, you can stream the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz. With ESPN+, you can stream Greeny. You can stream Shanae and Golic Jr. And you also get live sports. This is an amazing. ESPN+ is awesome. You get it on your phone. You can send it to your TV. You get pay-per-view level fights with the best fighters in the world. Exclusive originals and more. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. As always, you can hear us on ESPN radio stations all across the country, SiriusXM, and the ESPN app.
You heard First Take?
At least it's good to hear your voice finally, because I know on First Take, I only hear you on the intro and outro.
Now hear Max's Last Take.
Shaquille in Ohio. You're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
What's up? I'm a big New Orleans Saints fan.
All right, you're a Saints fan. Go ahead.
I'm a Saints fan. Now, I believe people are forgetting or not taking a series as a real contender. I done seen people like Dan Orlovsky and Ryan Clark say we're not contenders anymore. Dan Orlovsky, he's not high on us, but he's high on Carson Wentz, which is weird.
I'll tell you what, I thought you were preseason before Seattle made the trade for Jamal Adams. I thought the Saints might be the best team in the NFC. Then they made the trade for Adams. I thought maybe they're the second best team. Then they got hurt, and the Bucs traded for everyone or signed everyone. I thought maybe they're the fourth or fifth best team, but they just traded for the San Francisco linebacker, Quan Alexander, who's good. And they're getting their receivers back. Michael Thomas and, importantly, Emmanuel Sanders. Remember, Sanders' signing was big because he's a legit number two, and they really haven't had a number two. Their number two is really Kamara, their running back. But if you have Thomas and Sanders and Kamara, and you got a linebacker to help you with your defense, with a run defense that in recent years has been pretty good for a team with a dynamic offense, I agree. Saints are now flying under the radar. Harold in Detroit, you're on the Max Kellerman Show. Harold.
And Max.
Go ahead, Harold.
I was just saying there's an exception to every rule.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Sanders had no offensive line. I believe he lost more yards from scrimmage than any running back ever.
Yeah, I agree. There is an exception.
Great running back.
There is an exception to every rule, though Casey Joyner, it seems, has looked at Sanders. I'm assuming he has looked at, like, he's included him in the sample, although I don't remember how many years he said he goes back. But it has, my observation has been, if you have a bad offensive line, you ain't getting anything on the ground, even with a great back. You know, and the interesting thing to me, again, the three things are you average 7-8 yards with any average back behind a great offensive line. An elite back will give you, let's say, 10, but you're already getting tremendous return on the run game. If you have a bad line, you ain't averaging more than like 2 or 3 yards. So no good, doesn't matter who you have. But the real advantage of an elite back who could be a bell cow is that on carry 300, he's just as effective on carry 1, right? So that allows you to free up roster spots for other positions. That was the takeaway for me. Whitaker in North Carolina, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Hey, what's up, Max? I just wanted to talk about, since we're 8 weeks into the NFL season, halfway through, I wanted to hear your take on the best rookie wide receiver core and compare it to last year's stellar rookie wide receiver core of A.J. Brown, Terry McLaurin, and the Terminator, the most explosive player in the NFL, DK Metcalf. Tell me who you think is the best five. I think it's Justin Jefferson at number one. Let me hear your five.
I agree with Jefferson at number one, and I couldn't answer that. I'd have to sit down and think about that. I agree Jefferson's the best. In fact, Louis Riddick said that on the air today. But I'd have to sit down and
think about. You remember CeeDee Lamb when he had Dak?
Yeah, no.
Remember
I like CeeDee
Lamb when Dak was there?
Jefferson's the best this year, but CeeDee Lamb, under better circumstances, was looking really good. And that's why they took him. They thought he was the best player on the board. I'd have to think about that. Metcalf was different because he didn't put up the numbers in college, but everyone could kind of see the physical ability. And then you know, he's in a good situation, but he looks great. And if you talk to DK, he wants to be great. That's a good question. I'll think about that. I'll present that list tomorrow. I'm going to forget to present it tomorrow. I'm just telling you right now. Brock in Maryland, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, but I agree that Jefferson's number one. Brock in Maryland, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, how you doing?
Go ahead.
Going forward with the elite running back conversation, what do you think the Cowboys could get back if they blow up the franchise and try to trade Zeke? What do you think they can get
back?
That's
a good question. What you'd have to find a team that does have an offensive line that needs help in terms of depth at another position. Who is that right now? And especially because Raj even brought it up earlier. Zeke got the contract, hasn't been the same guy since then. So any team's going to be wary of that. That's another one. I have to sit down and think about need. Like, I want... What kind of a draft pick you think you get for Zeke, Raj?
You better get a one. You better get a one.
I don't think so. I don't think you get a one at all. And that's a big contract to take, too. I don't think, given the size of the contract, I don't think you get a one even a little bit. I don't think you get close. I don't think you get a two. going to get this Thursday night football game, and it looks like Packers and Niners. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.